Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. And this hadith is about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, his son. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the death and martyrdom of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed and respected listeners and audience on this most solemn and sad day. Many hadiths have been transmitted regarding the virtues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. One of them is the following hadith. Muhammad ibn Muslim, famous companion of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates that I was in the presence of Abu Ja'far, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir. He was in the presence of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. When his son Ja'far alayhi salam entered, he had a forelock on his head and a stick in his hand with which he was playing with. Imam Baqir alayhi salam took him in his arms and hugged him tightly, then said, "May my parents be your ransom. You are neither distracted nor do you play." He then addressed me and said, "O Muhammad, this is your Imam after me. So follow him and benefit from his knowledge. By Allah, he is the truthful one whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam described to us. Certainly his followers will be victorious in this world and in the hereafter." And in connection with his noble character, Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi narrates the following. He says, "I heard Malik ibn Anas, the jurist of Medina, say, I used to go visit Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, and he would place a cushion for me, respect me and say, 'Malik, I indeed like you. I would be pleased with this comment and would praise Allah for it.'" Malik continued, "He was a man always disposed to one of three states. Either he was fasting, or praying, or engaged in Allah's remembrance. He was amongst the greatest worshippers, the greatest of abstemious people who fear Allah. He narrated many prophetic traditions, was sociable and friendly to sit with, and had much for us to benefit from." This is some of the virtues and noble characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues and the noble characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.